It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Carrie Kaufman. This week, we are bringing you a series of interviews ahead of the primary vote on August 14th. Today, we hear from a former state treasurer who wants to be state treasurer again. The morning show and Central Time are inviting you to join our conversations with candidates in contested primaries. What would you like to know from a candidate for state treasurer? 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. All great ways to get in touch. I want to welcome Dawn Marie Sass. She's a Democratic primary candidate for state treasurer. She's currently an accounting specialist working in student loans. She was state treasurer in Wisconsin from 2007 to 2011. Sass faces Sarah Godlewski and Cynthia Comp in the August 14th primary. Dawn, thanks for joining us today on The Morning Show.
Well, thanks for having me, John.
So why are you running to be state treasurer?
Well, it was the best job that I ever had in my life, and I do say job, because when I became the state treasurer, I went to work every single day and worked for the people who elected me. I visited all 72 counties, started contests for kids. 75 children have EdVest accounts because of me. I did campaign for reelection, and I lost to the Republican who wanted to get rid of the office. And now that the people have spoken, I would love my job back.
So talk about your background and experience other than having already been the state treasurer once, but what qualifies for you for this position?
Well, I have an MBA. I have a certificate in public finance from the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. I have a certificate in HR management from UW-Madison. I've been in accounting for about 33 years now. My current job, I'm an accounting specialist 3 with one of the largest student loan companies in the country. I've been in the government for, I worked 33 years for the government, so I know the inner workings of how things go. Went through 2 budget cycles as the state treasurer, went through an RFP process with the state treasurer's office for our 529s to get a new outside investment firm. So I think I have a unique perspective.
You face 2 other Democrats in this primary, Cynthia Comp and Sarah Godlewski, who also want the nomination. How are you different from your primary rivals?
Well, I'm different because, well, number one, I've served in the position. Number two, I have a job right now that I can quit. My 2 opponents both have businesses of their own. One has her own financial investment firm, which I believe is a conflict of interest. I don't think that she should be treasurer and owning her own investment firm. The other one actually works for an investment firm and has her own 2 businesses that she runs. I don't think either of those 2 people are going to want to put their businesses on hold for 4 years because, you know, they may not be reelected in 4 years. And then what are they going to do? Their businesses won't be around.
Mm-hmm. As you pointed out, Wisconsin voters had the opportunity to eliminate the office of state treasurer. Most people voted to keep it. What opportunity does that create for someone who gets elected to the post now?
Well, I think that the people have spoken, obviously, that they believe that we do need a treasurer. And, you know, the office has been gutted. This current treasurer that's in pretty much folded up the office and is now in a closet in the basement of the Capitol and does nothing, sits at home and collects his salary. The incoming treasurer, even if we don't get the duties back on day 1 in January, we would probably have to wait till the new fiscal year starts July 1st, but there are still things that the incoming treasurer can do, which I would do, get the unclaimed data, the database onto a laptop and post our county visits. When I was in office, I visited all 72 counties every year. That helped us give back over $100 million. So you could start outreaching that way. You could also start the contests back up for school kids so that they can, you know, raise the awareness of our 529 programs here in the state. You have to start working on a budget right from day 1, which I can do. Obviously, I've been through 2 budget cycles, so we can get things back. We need to get an office. So there'll be that to jump into right away, working across the aisles. Senator Vinehote has introduced legislation last year, and she said she would work with me if I were to be elected to reintroduce legislation to get the duties back into the treasurer's office.
Which duties were removed from the treasurer's office that you'd like to see restored?
Well, everything. They're still on the books, so they are still supposed to be underneath the treasury guys, but they're just not. The main one is, of course, unclaimed property, which went over to the Department of Revenue. They're not really promoting that other than their once-a-year publication, which is mandatory. They're not going out and actively finding people like I did it during my term. I would also like to see EdVest brought back underneath the treasurer's office. It had been in the treasurer's office just about since its inception. When I took office, it had been there for 10 years. So I would like to have that back. One of the other things that is key is cash management. Cash management was given away by my predecessor, Jack Voigt. That is like the jewel in the crown of all the treasurers across the country. That gives you the bite that the office should have, that lets you look at the checks that are being cut, get an audit, put out a yearly report to the citizens of Wisconsin on how financially sound Wisconsin is. Well, if you don't have cash management, you're not seeing those things, so you can't be transparent for the people of Wisconsin to see what's going on.
Let's talk a little bit about a state bank. You are in favor of creating one. How would that work, and what would its purpose be?
Well, a state bank, there's only one state right now that has one, and that's North Dakota. Next year it'll be in existence 100 years. It allows, you know, the state of Wisconsin wouldn't have to be going through these banking contracts every couple of years. I think they're going to be up again. I think it's this year. U.S. Bank has put in an RFP to be our bank again. If we had our own state bank, we wouldn't need to be that time-consuming process of going through the RFPs, you know, sorting out the different banks who have put in requests to bid. It would save the bank, it would save the state of Wisconsin a lot of money in fees. You know, obviously we write a lot of checks, so there's a lot of money in fees and things that go into that. So it would save the state a lot of money in the long run. I know the state right now is about $250 million in debt, and I know North Dakota does have oil to back up their bank. But there are things that I think that we could do to actually see a state bank come to fruition.
How could you create this as a state treasurer?
Well, I would work with the treasurer in North Dakota right now to dig really deep into the way their bank is set up and what we could do here or what we would need to change, obviously, because we don't have oil reserves underneath the state of Wisconsin. But, you know, I would be working with her, and that would be something that I could start looking at on day one. You know, because like I said, we probably wouldn't get a budget yet until July 1st. So, you know, I would actually be trying to do something to actually make my salary for what the state of Wisconsin people have elected me for.
So talk a little bit about the role of accountability in this position. How would you hold yourself accountable to the taxpayers of Wisconsin?
I have always been accountable. My last term, anybody could have called any time to find out where I was. I don't try and hide anything. I was in the office every day. My staff can attest to that. My previous staff could attest to that. If I wasn't in the physical office here in Madison, I was up, in counties doing these county visits where we set up in public libraries and shopping malls and city-county buildings that people could come and check the unclaimed property database and see if they had any money coming to them. They could fill out a claim form for us. We would bring it back to Madison. I'm still transparent. People could call me up any day, and see where I am.
Very quickly, we have less than a minute to go in this particular segment. How do you see yourself working with the state legislature and the governor?
I've made friends when I was in the state treasurer's office on both sides of the aisle. The state treasurer, even though we are a partisan primary and a partisan race office, you know, we work for the good of all Wisconsinites, no matter what they are, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green, Libertarian. So I think that's kind of unique because, we don't make laws and we don't introduce legislation, so there's not that friction there between the Democrats and the Republicans. you know, it's kind of like, okay, we're here that for the betterment of Wisconsin. Let's see what we can do to mm-hmm. you know, get the office back into shape to actually start serving the people of Wisconsin again.
Okay. Thank you very much. We need to go to the news here. That was Dawn Marie Sass. She is a Democratic primary candidate for Wisconsin State Treasurer. She faces Sarah Gudlewski and Cynthia Kaum in the August 14th primary. The winner of that race will face a Republican, either Travis Hartwig or Jill Milleys. The Ideas Network continues its series next week ahead of the primary vote. For interviews and political coverage, visit WPR.org/ballot. Up next, we talk about the sales tax holiday that applies to clothes and computers and other back-to-school basics. Learn about the potential financial and political effects ahead of That's All Ahead on The Morning Show. I'm John Munson in for Kerry Kaufman on the Ideas Network.